Okay, if you're a small business owner, you know, you're not in the maybe you're not in the coach, consulting, online services, products, business. You run a traditional business that's a brick and mortar small business, and so you might be asking yourself, like, is social media marketing really useful for me? Can that really help a small business? A traditional small business. And you know, I know like a lot of marketers nowadays say like, oh yeah, that's obvious, you should jump right in. But if you'd asked me this question even just maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, I might have said like, well, it really does depend with some, you know, customizations. But now I think my tune is a bit more similar to what you might hear other marketers say, but there's a reason for that. Let me just give you a bit of an example. Let's say you're running a business that has absolutely nothing to do with the internet. For example, let's say I'm running a little small car wash in a top secret military district. And so the government, you know, doesn't have internet Wi-Fi, doesn't allow me to have internet Wi-Fi on my premises, because this is like a military building that they're renting me. It's top secret. Nobody can get in except these special agents and things like that. And, you know, I'm running a service where I'm doing car wash for people in the area. And, it's mostly people with security clearances anyway. But when they park, a lot of them need car wash services when they're going in or out, and, you know, I'm providing that, and it's a good business. But I can't really, accept orders on online or any of that, because I'm only serving this specific clientele in a very narrow geographic space. So you would think, okay, social media is not useful for that guy. Like, there's no way you're going to get clients. But it might actually be useful, because a lot of these people, maybe when they're coming in, they're looking online to see like, okay, what can I do in the area? If I need to get some food, where can I get it? If I need to get a haircut, if I need to get this. And so if at least my little car wash has a page on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, all these places, even if they cannot order the service online, but it gives us that brand awareness that when they come into the place, they're looking like, oh, where is Chen's car wash? I heard there was a guy doing a car wash down here. Where can I get this car wash? And so you find that even if there's not going to be any online business happening, because it's strictly local, strictly very constrained, and all these other aspects, but you find that having some kind of online presence and certainly being on social media is actually still useful to that hypothetical little small business. And so if your small business doesn't have constraints like that, then social media marketing is likely going to be even more helpful, even more beneficial, because you might be able to actually communicate with people online and do some back and forths with interested people. And you can say to them, hey, come on, check it out. This is where we are at. And you give them directions to your place of business. So that's my answer for that question. And if you need a lot more help growing your small business, then check out my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. It's free, and you can get it at the link in the description.